Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are now listening to the City in the Park show. My name is Bob, and this show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. I was shocked on Tuesday to hear the sad news of Richard Pegues passing. I had just seen him a few weeks ago, and he was fine. And then I guess he died of a heart attack Tuesday morning. Extremely sad news. He was a great guy. He was very supportive of the DJs at this station, and he liked to mentor younger DJs. He would even, you know, call up and come to hang out, which someone as important as him definitely didn't need to, you know, spend time calling up DJs on a small college station, but he did it because he loved the music. So in honor of him, I'm going to do a whole show focusing on Richard Pegues' productions and the music he was involved with. Before I start playing music, I am going to give you details of his funeral. If you don't know, tomorrow morning is the wake. It's at the Apostolic Church of God, which is 6320 South Dorchester. It's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then the funeral ceremony is 11 to 1. So if it's open to people if they want to attend. If you want to call me up, the number here is 773-702-8424. This first record I'm going to play is by the group that Richard was in when he attended Hirsch High School. He actually sings on this record. This is the Norvells, and this was released on Checker Records in the early 60s. This is called As I Walk Alone.
No evil, for my heart is at rest.
Okay, you're tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today we are doing a focus on Richard Pegues, who sadly passed away last Tuesday morning. So I'm playing all records that he was involved with as singer, arranger, writer, or producer, and hopefully tell a little bit of a story too. Started off the show with a group that Richard actually sang with at Hirsch High School. That was the Norvells, with the record they released on Checker Records called As I Walk Alone. I think that probably came out around 1963, something like 62 maybe. After that, one of the main groups that Richard produced the Cheers out of Altgeld Gardens with I'm Not Ready to Settle Down. And he later redid the song. He added some strings to it, which I'll play later if we have time. After that, the other main artist that Richard produced, Ronaldo Domino, with I'm Getting Nearer to Your Love. And that came out on Smash Records. He wrote and produced records on him on Smash and Twinight Records. And the last record was a song that Richard wrote with also deceased Norvell's member Lamont Boston. That was Jackie B with It's a Possibility. Okay, again, if you want to attend the funeral, it's tomorrow. The wake is 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and the ceremony is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's at the Apostolic Church of God at 6320 South Dorchester. So longtime listeners on my show know that I actually interviewed Richard on the show in 2004. If you have internet access, you can actually go listen to the interview. It's at sittinginthepark.com. So in the interview, he told a lot of his story about how he got involved with music and about his history. And one of the main things that sort of got him involved was working at the Met Record Shop, which was, I think, on 58th Street. And I guess while he was there, he discovered in the basement a bunch of records on a record label called Penny Records. And the owner of the store, Maury Alpert, had put out a couple records on the label. One was by a vocal group called The Creations. And Richard had discovered the records by The Creations and was like, what's this? And asked him about it. And he told him this was a label that I, you know, tried to start up a while ago. So what Richard did was he restarted the Penny label, and then he also created the Nickel record label as related to Penny. So he put out most of his productions. Some of them were licensed to other things or produced for other labels, but most of his productions came out on the Nickel or Penny label that he ran. So a lot of the stuff I'm playing is on those labels. This next record I'm going to play is a group that he explained during the interview. He wanted to sort of make secular music with a gospel choir. So he auditioned for them. I have to listen again. He said he auditioned at a nightclub for singers and sort of made up this chorus. So this record came out on his Nickel label. This is by the Hallelujah Chorus, and this track is called I've Got to Find a Way. Okay, you're tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today, I am doing a show in memory of Richard Piggy, who passed away last Tuesday. So I'm playing all records that he was involved with in either writing, producing, or arranging. Start off. That said, with the Hallelujah Chorus with I've Got to Find a Way. After that, a group called The Voices with Forever is a Long, Long Time. And that group, I think they were also from Altgeld Gardens. And he later let the group go work with producer Jim Porter, and they became Cindy and the Playmates. So the same lead singer, Cindy Red, is singing on all the records. And the last group was a group called The Extensions. That track was called Your Heart Belongs to Me. And if I'm remembering correctly, I think Richard said that The Extensions weren't a real group. They were just kind of like a studio creation where he had members of other groups like The Voices singing on record. So that brings up another point about Richard's career, which he wasn't just a producer in the sense that he wasn't just a person who sort of put up the money and decided to do a record, but he was actually heavily involved in the studio as sort of like a studio engineering wizard. And he, I guess, was sort of pioneering in some of the things he did sort of as a studio wizard, like playing with tape and doing things like flanging, like effects on stuff, running things backwards to get sort of weird psychedelic effects. So he definitely had a signature style that you can hear on most of the records that he produced. Like, you can hear it and you could be like, oh, that's a Richard Piggy production. One thing that he did a lot, he mentioned in the interview that he had one guy who did all the violin parts, and he would overdub all the violins in parts and then add effects to sort of change how they sound. So this next set, I'm going to play all tracks that he either did in the studio or sort of added his own touch to through his sort of studio wizardry. This next track I'm going to play is sort of one of the bigger things that he did in that style. And, for example, he said right at the beginning of this record, there's this weird kind of psychedelic effect, and he said it's actually a piano with the tape played backwards. This is the South Suburban Electric Strings. This track is called Pisces, Signs of the Zodiac. Thank you. Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob, and this show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Today, I am doing a show in memory of Richard Pigee, who sadly passed away last Tuesday morning. He was a great guy and someone who truly loved the music, someone who was into it because he loved the music, and he was always mentoring younger DJs, young people like me, and it's very sad news that he passed away. That last set was a focus on a bunch of records that sort of show off his sort of studio wizardry, where, you know, he would go and make a bunch of tracks that were psychedelic because they played with a lot of effects and did a lot of multi-tracking and a lot of stuff like that that was new at the time. And there was probably people doing that type of thing with rock music, but he was probably one of the first people to sort of take that and bring it to soul music, which was interesting. The first record I played in that set was probably the biggest record that he did in that style. That was the South Suburban Electric Strings. That was Pisces, Signs of the Zodiac. After that was Sidney Pinchback with Soul Strokes. Piggy produced that record, and if you listen, it's sort of almost all a studio track, because it's just sort of him playing with the backing track of Syl Johnson's Different Strokes. And the last cut was actually from an LP that was the Billy Mitchell Group, from an album they released on Cala Records. That track was called My Sisters, My Brothers, and All You Others. And you can hear in the track clearly his influence. Like, he added the violins and added sort of weird psychedelic effects. And it says on the record that the backing singers are the Nicolette Singers, it says. That actually is Richard Pigee and, I guess, his first wife, Pat James. And Nicolette was actually the name of Richard Pigee's publishing company that all the records that he produced and wrote were published under. Okay, Tracy called up and she said she was a big fan of Richard and wanted me to send her a shout out. And I have to also give you some information before I play more music. Do you want to be a real life superhero? Well, you can just by donating blood. Did you know that one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives? Donating blood is a real way to make a big difference. Be a hero. Visit www.bloodsaves.com to find out more. Also, community groups do so much, especially helping to keep kids away from drugs. But did you know there's a way to make community groups stronger? It's called a community coalition. Community coalitions help local groups get together and get more done. Find out how your group can get involved at helpyourcommunity.org, because you get more when you get together. Okay, if you want to call me up, the number here is 773-702-8424. Again, services for Richard Pigee will be tomorrow at 6320 South Dorchester. The wake is 9 to 11 a.m., and the funeral ceremony is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So I guess I'm going to talk about one more thing that I guess was important in Rich Pigee's career, and that was the advertising and advertising jingles that he worked on. A lot of people remember the Funtown theme, and I remember really well. Obviously, it still used the Moo and Oink theme, and I think he was still even very involved with the company in helping them with their ads. And throughout his career, he actually got started off very early. He did ads throughout his career, and he actually got started off very early doing advertising, because the B-side of his very first record that came out when he was in high school by the Norvells was an ad for some product called Greasy Kid Stuff. And I'm not sure. I think it was a hair product. I've been told it's a hair product, but I am not sure. So this next record that I'm going to play is the Norvells. And this track is called Why Don't You Try That Greasy Kid Stuff.
Because your hair is a mess. Because your hair is a mess.
Okay, you're tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob. The show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Today we are doing a focus on the records that Richard Peguy was involved with in writing, producing, or arranging. And there are definitely more than enough records to play for maybe even two shows. So I'm trying to sort of do selections that give examples of the different types of things he worked on. Those last two records are sort of advertising examples. The first record was the Norvells with Why Don't You Try That Greasy Kid Stuff. And the last cut, a lot of people in Chicago remember, that was Cindy Barnes with the Ember Furniture song. And obviously Cindy Barnes, he sang with a bunch of groups. Probably in Chicago, people most remember him for working with the Rotary Connection, which also sort of did similar things of taking sort of psychedelic effects and rock type effects and applying them to soul and R&B music. I'll be playing more records that Richard was involved with. If you want to call me up, the number here is 773-702-8424. This next record was a record that, it's interesting because Richard arranged it, but the group is actually from St. Louis. And when I asked him about it, he said that he never actually met any of the group. He just was sort of handed the tapes and given the task of adding the arrangements to the record. And you could definitely hear his sound with all the stuff he added to it. This is Bull and the Matadors with If You Decide.
If you decide you don't want me no more,
Okay, you're tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob, and this show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Today, I am doing a focus on legendary Chicago DJ Richard Pegee, who passed away last Tuesday morning. Very sad news. He was a great guy and a lover of music and a supporter of younger DJs. Started off that set with Bull and the Matadors with If You Decide. And again, Richard arranged that record, but he didn't produce it, and he never actually met the group. After that, one of the biggest records he did in Chicago, Ronaldo Domino with Not Too Cool to Cry. After that, the Norvells with Without You. That was actually a later version of the Norvells, and Richard didn't actually sing on the record, but he produced it. And he actually cut one more record on that group under the name The Perfections, which, if I have time, I will play. And the last cut was by Little Ben and the Cheers with Nevermore. And Richard actually did three versions of that song. He also cut a version by Ronaldo Domino and cut a version by a singer named Jerry Towns, which, if I have time, I'll play. So one thing I haven't done yet in talking about Richard's career is that he cut a bunch of sort of positive, conscious, political records, sort of going along with the theme of late 60s, early 70s. So I'm going to play a few of them now. This next record is by a group he produced called The Brothers and Sisters. The Brothers and Sisters were two guys and two girls. I'm not sure who exactly the two guys were, but the two girls were Pat James, who was his first wife, and Cindy Red, who was a member of the other groups he produced, like The Voices. This track is a takeoff on Jesse Jackson's speech. This is Brothers and Sisters with I Am Somebody.
Bye. Certain rumor going round that just can't be true. It says man is descended from our noble race. But the very idea is a shameful disgrace. No monkey divorces his wife, starves her babies, and ruins her life. No monkey passes their babies from one to the other until the baby soon doesn't even recognize the mother. Here's another thing that you'll never see. A monkey putting a fence around a coconut tree, leaving coconuts to go to waste, while forbidding other monkeys one little taste. Another thing that a monkey won't do, go out and get drunk on the devil's brew. They won't use guns and clubs or knives to take some other poor monkey's lives. I don't know of any monkey who is a constant nag, or monkeys who prove loyalty by waving a flag. To another monkey who is beaten and bent, other monkeys help him pay his taxes and his rent. If some female monkey, through error or woe, a baby or two should chance to show, other monkeys don't turn her from the door. Monkeys don't have but one single class. No matter what color, if you're a monkey, you can pass. Now there's another rumor that leaves my mouth agape. Someone says now that man descended from the ape. The ape is our shown-up soul brother. They have their differences, but they don't hate or kill each other. Yes, I'll agree. Man has descended, the honorary cuss. But dear brother monkeys, he didn't descend from us.
Okay, you're tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today I am doing a show in honor of and in memory of Richard Pegues, who passed away Tuesday morning. That last set was an example of some political records that he worked on. The first record was by the Brothers and Sisters with I Am Somebody. The next record was by the Brothers and Sisters with Nobody Is Going to Turn Us Round. And the last cut was by Roy Wood, who I think was a news announcer on WVON. That was The Tale of Three Monkeys. And the last two records he wrote with somebody who worked a lot with, Terry Thompson, who was Marshall Thompson's cousin, and he sang with a group called the Marlins. He's going to be up here in a few weeks, actually, telling the story of his groups. And one other group that I haven't played yet by Richard is the South Shore Commission. They were like a band that I guess played on a lot of the records he produced. And he produced a couple records on the South Shore Commission. One of them came out on his own nickel label, and another he licensed to Atlantic Records. And the South Shore Commission later had a big hit. They later went to Philly and recorded the record We're on the Right Track. We actually had singing another member of that group, the Marlins. So this is, I think, the first record that he produced and released on them. This track is called Shadows.
Away.
Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. You have been listening to a memorial show that I've been doing in tribute to Richard Pegues, who passed away last Tuesday. So I've been playing all records he arranged and produced. Started off that set with a band that he worked with a lot. That was the South Shore Commission with Shadows. After that, one of the big records he did in Chicago, Ronaldo Domino with Let Me Come Within. And the last cut was by The Voices. That was Fall in Love Again. Again, Richard Pegues was a great guy. He loved the music. He supported radio and DJs everywhere, and it's a big loss to the community, his passing. Like, everybody loved Richard. And this funeral information, again, it's tomorrow. From the wake is 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Apostolic Church of God, and then the actual ceremony is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you should try to make it out there tomorrow if you can. And if you're interested, you can listen to the interview that I did with Richard where he talks about his career. I did it in 2004, and it's on my webpage, which is www.sittinginthepark.com. And this last record that I'm going to play is a record that he did on fellow good guy, Lucky Cordell. This is a recitation by Lucky. This track is called This Is the Woman I Love.
Did you ever love someone so much that at night when you go to bed, you say, Dear God, if today she passed away, then I no longer want to live, I'd rather be dead. And if she so much as had a headache or any kind of little pain, then, dear God, because I love her and she loves me, make my hurt the same. When you awake in the early morning and you turn just as you open your eyes and you say, God, if in her this morning you blew your breath, then I too want to survive. If her you didn't wake with your gentle touch, then God, take me too, for I want to go the way my love will trod. And then you turn to your lover and you say, Good morning, darling. I need you more than ever now. I need your love more than I need food to eat or water to drink, money to spend or hope to live. Because love to me is your face and body. Because your arms are strong and tender and your lips are sweet. And you hold me with such tenderness. Because of the gentle way you caress me, because of the way you whisper, I love you. And because, my darling, God made no other woman for me, and so I need you desperately. And throughout the day, as your work is being